broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use? No doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already March the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders. Yes, indeed, we follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. After all, it is the rule of law. The checks and balances are one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips, by the way. And I will mention it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. We got a lot of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, and it kicks off with a good Dr. Scott Bradley's in the house, freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome, sir.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy to everybody. Beware the Ides of March, although that's probably not an exact, correct. But you know me, I'm kind of a fussbudget about stuff like that. But it is the Ides of March, according to tradition. And so what's going to happen today? I don't know.
Well, the weather's crazy all over the country. You've got literally, freezing cold, tons of snow in southern Colorado. People losing power and everything else. You've got, Kansas and other places, tornadoes and spinning it up. And you got cold weather fronts slamming people and you got fires and it's out of control. The damage being done across the country is catastrophic, Doctor.
I've been kind of noticing that. It seems like Tornado Alley is pretty active, and that's kind of what this is known by for those of us that kind of watch the tornadoes up in the midsection of America. It's a very active time for that, and we do have way too much snow. We have much wind. We had heavy winds last night at our place, and I think there were more canyon winds that was focused down through canyons and came, whistling out of there. And we don't have as much deadfall around here as we normally get when we get those heavy winds, but. There's plenty of things to stir on. There really are.
And they say that it's going to get worse, and because of some changes, the hurricane season is going to crank up like never before, too, coming up.
Well, we'll just have to, we do have hurricane season, that's right. It'll, typhoons and everything else all over the world, I'm sure will be actively engaged, and I'm certain that everybody will be saying it's just because of this climate change stuff, and nobody ever says, I wonder if God predicted this in these end times.
I wonder if he's carrying this out to stir us up in remembrance of him, and the list goes on and on. But everybody else besides a few of us leave God out of the conversation every time, Doctor. And that is the fundamental flaw.
It is indeed. I think that we've become America is officially now, in terms of its the way it's running its business, a secular humanist nation. It's acting like it's not a Christian nation. I think the vast majority of the population continues to consider themselves Christians, but there is a great deal of diminishment in religiosity because from the very earliest ages of our children, we enroll them in a secular civil religion, a religion that's a faith-based belief system, but without a God. Well, it's God is the learning of man, and we call it a public education system. And again, that violates the First Amendment because there can't be a state religion constitutionally in America. But we take money from everybody to support this state religion. We teach it to the children through the 12th grade, then we send them up to the institutions of lower learning, and they put on black robes afterwards, and they have become fully immersed in that non-believing belief system, our religiosity is greatly diminished, and I don't believe it helps when religious leaders fold, roll over, whimper, and die when faced with challenges. Like, for example, in 4 years ago when the powers that be said, all right, you guys, you can't worship anymore, can't gather, can't have freedom of speech, can't freedom of the press, and the religious leaders just whimpered in the corner and said, yes, sir, yes, sir, three bags full. I think the religiosity is hurt on both ends. I think that the humanist religion that's being taught to our children from their youngest of ages is holding sway, the dozens of hours that children get in that instruction every week. And the other side of it is feckless, spineless religious leaders that have not the courage to stand up and say, over our dead body, we're going to stand in the gap. You know, we need the day again of the Black Regiment, where the pastors and the leaders of the churches stood up for the cause of liberty. But nah, they don't. It's too controversial. We won't want to offend anybody. And we're very much interested in making sure that, everybody feels welcome regardless of their, you know, perversions and everything like that, but they won't.
Yeah, it's political correctness deceiving us in the culture war, flat out lies. But on the weather headline, it says this: tornadoes strike Ohio, Indiana, and Arkansas. Weather.com. Next headline says extreme weather stretches from coast to coast with millions. .. NBC News. I'm telling you, it's just crazy.
Well, those tornadoes, like I say, Tornado Alley, that's, you know, those people know where they live. I've got a son and his wife and kids that live in Missouri, and they've got a tornado shelter. I mean, they, you know, it's one of those things, hey, we thought ahead. I mean, it's a, you know, pretty heavily reinforced structure inside their home, and it's an escape hatch if, in that fact, you get one of those things that bears down on you, you know. And people that are thinking actually plan ahead on those things, you know.
Heavy, wet snow brings much of Denver to a standstill. Power outages across Denver. It says this, Denver weather, spring snow knocks out power, snaps tree limbs, and goes on and on. In the foothills, and it just, there's disaster everywhere. California, yeah. Colorado weather update. Winter storms hammers Denver. They say this, Colorado blizzard is now Denver's fourth largest storm on record.
You mean today? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Knocks out power for thousands, they say.
Well,
so,
as
you know,
they
I don't.
Say, if you're prepared, you shall not fear. You do your best to, you know, figure things out. I guess the greatest preparedness package you could ever get is an agreement with your savior.
Well, so, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Does America have a two-tiered justice system? I think it's beyond debate now, but people are still asking that fundamental question, Dr. Bradley.
Well, it seems quite obvious that the us common folk have a different thing to answer to than, and even some of these in the higher stratosphere of things. You look at the efforts that are being made on a Donald Trump classified documents thing versus a Joe Biden classified documents thing. Depends on where your friends are, and by the way, how they spin things. I mean, you know, the readout on Biden was, he kind of messed up, but, you know, he's a doddering old man that I don't think that the courts would convict him and the jury would find he was kind of a sympathetic figure. And I mean, you know, they'll spin things.
Well, that's the reality check from the, what do you want to call it? I don't know what you want to call it, weird court case that kind of unfolded about Joe Biden. The prosecutor basically said, hey, nothing really here to worry about, I guess.
Well, no.
Lock him up.
Something.
The Hur report is kind of the question. They're not going to lock him up at all.
No, there's something to worry about. There really, truly is. It's just that the way that was spun, I mean, it's a double-edged sword for the Biden crime syndicate. You know, on the one hand, they're not even pursuing prosecution. They're not going to.
Carry
this out.
Robert Hur announced in February that he was forgiving Joe Biden for his obvious, intentional, willful criminal acts, because Joe is mentally impaired. Joe Biden is the latest Democrat to skate from prosecution by a politicized and criminal Department of Justice. There you have it. I don't know what more to say about it, except for the Democrats and the Republicans are out of control. The Republicans, I believe, are the biggest problem we face. Go ahead and skip the break. Does America have a two-tiered justice system? And listen to this. As effort to impeach Joe Biden flails, House GOP eyes criminal referrals. Luke Broadwater with the piece. Lacking evidence or the votes to support impeachment charges against Joe Biden, Republicans are now considering criminal referrals against him and his allies instead. Speaker Mike Johnson confirmed that Republican leaders were discussing the possibility of criminal referrals, but in a brief interview on Capitol Hill, Mike Johnson made clear that impeaching Joe Biden was not his top priority at the moment, saying he's busy working on appropriations. Representative Matt Gaetz, a close ally of Donald Trump, has been those arguing for House Republicans to issue criminal referrals against Joe Biden, his family members, and those who surround him. He deserves them, Gaetz said of Biden, but he knows that the Republicans do not have the vote for impeachment. Bottom line is, this is a failure. They're not going to impeach Joe for his crimes. The Democrats can impeach Donald on fake evidence, but even if we have real evidence, now they claim they don't have the evidence. Well, I've heard enough sound bites to prove they have the evidence, but they claim they don't have the evidence. They can't move forward. Done. Forget it. In fact, we're too busy working on appropriations. In other words, we're too busy spending money unconstitutionally, lying to the people about trying to stop the belligerent spending. And we're going to work on appropriations. We don't really have time. It's not a priority to work on the impeachment of Joe Biden. When Joe's got so many criminal actions at his feet, it's beyond imagination. To let this stand means we will have a corrupt nation forever. Undoable if we don't stop it now, Doctor.
We've talked about this a bunch of times. We've got them barking up the wrong tree. I mean, it's the Monica Lewinsky scam run over again. It's different than the tawdry affair with the intern. But that was what they chased in the Ken Starr stuff. And it was like, everybody's saying, every president does that, kind of thing. And unfortunately, we've had far too many that have. But the fact
that we're not justifying that being the case by any means. We're just simply telling you that it's a sidetrack, derail, never completely prosecute scenario versus real crimes. That's all.
The Ken Starr threw the case. That's the bottom line. That's been my decision for decades now. But at any rate, here we have a Hunter Biden kind of thing, and it's nibbling around the edges and all this kind of stuff. And honestly, we got, I said earlier again, feckless, spineless, and I'll put the Republicans in that at the same time, including the Speaker of the House. But the president has, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. So the president has failed to do that. We have a full-blown, unequivocal invasion going on. It's not just going on, behind closed doors and somebody's blinking at the gate or something like that. No. This is an encouraged Mayorkas and Biden and all of the criminals that are currently assisting a full-blown invasion. Millions upon millions of people are coming into our country and the dastardly things they'll ultimately carry out. What? Everybody says, these poor little families. We've got young military-aged people coming in by the millions from China, the Middle East, the communist countries. We're even flying them in from countries that Biden says, this is a pretty good program. I'm pardoning these people and bringing in 30,000 a month or whatever, This kind of stuff, they don't even have to go through the door at the gate, at the border. They're flying them in and landing them in. I think there's 40-something airports.
Yeah, but see, that's criminal. In. The pay-to-play from the FBI and the CIA manipulating January 6th, manipulating the elections, burying news about Joe, promoting false news about Donald. They've literally been caught with election tampering, literally been caught with Operation Mockingbird, real time, manipulating the media and what we the people see and hear and everything else. Joe's guilty of so many crimes, and the Republicans are basically already begging off. They're saying, forget it, we're not going to impeach Joe. The damage he's done is legendary. But even in the case against Donald Trump, you find this interesting. Joe Biden, no problem. Barack Obama, presidential immunity. Donald Trump, none of that for you, sir. That's the problem that we're starting to see. Well, it gets worse because now judge just ruled that Fannie Willis, not disqualified if Nathan Wade steps down. Catherine Yang, TheEpochTimes.com with this piece. So now they're literally letting Fannie continue, even though she literally perjured herself on the stand. No accountability for them. If it was you, you'd be in prison for a long time. You probably wouldn't even see daylight, doctor.
That's absolutely cool. I mean, you know, here she has her little tawdry affair going. Well, it's not so little. It's kind of well known, and it's been going on for so long. And you know, they can more easily commit adultery and lie and steal and kill and everything else. Just say, who's killing? Well, this abortion thing's a pretty big deal, too, that everybody's encouraging, and they're killing babies. So this idea of lying and stealing and killing, it's got a pretty big advocacy going on right now in certain portions of this nation. And this Fannie thing is absolutely a mockery, a charade, a facade of justice also. Here she's paying her boyfriend that's taking her on these exotic vacations big bucks to do things that she promised she was going to do to the Donald. But it's just astonishing. It's just absolutely astonishing. So,
well, what do you expect?
The hand. Well, I guess we're getting what we vote for. That's what really is disconcerting to me. You know, you're right about every bit of that,
but more evidence is coming out of criminal activity literally everywhere. Josh Phillip, our dear friend over at the Epoch Times, well-known reporter, been on this show many times, dear friend, great guy. Headline says this: America was misled on January the 6th. New congressional investigation finds. So what gives with this now? We were literally lied to. That's a polite way of saying we were lied to is all it is. America was misled on Jan 6th. A new congressional investigation finds. So what do you mean there's no evidence? Who misled us on January 6th? Who's going to prison for it? And what are the facts? And now we got to revisit every single case where prosecutions took those lies into account. A quick example, Donald Trump was impeached, and they claim that he was impeached because, hey, part of the insurrection was some people went crazy with a fire hydrant and beat to death a cop. And that turned out to be used in the case against the Donald in impeachment, where he got impeached, but yet then we found out it was absolutely blatantly false. And the list goes on and on from there. They claim that Joe Biden was trying to handle things, and Barack Obama was trying to help, and Nancy Pelosi was trying to, and Donald just wouldn't do anything at all to try to secure the Capitol. That's a lie. Donald asked for up to 10,000 troops from the National Guard. He authorized this. He authorized that. They say he said he never told everybody to go home. That's a lie. The QAnon shaman coming out with a video saying Donald saying to go home to the crowd. We have that video. We now have evidence from that same committee showing that Donald Trump did ask for 10,000 troops and got shut down. All that was buried and manipulated, Dr. Bradley. Who's going to prison for all this criminal activity everywhere? Your government literally turned on the American people. And the question is, do they use the military? That's the real question. But you look at this whole thing and none of it's true. None of it. But there's no accountability. And the Republicans are working on, what are they working on? Appropriations. Are you kidding me right now? Why don't we say zero appropriations, zero funding of the government? We need the border shut down and the truth to come out on January 6th, or we're not going to budge. We're not going to do anything. Government is 100% shut down until the truth and accountability comes out. Why don't the Republicans stand on that? Because they don't even have enough votes to deal with appropriations, much less anything else. It's a sham. Electing Republicans is the worst thing we can do now. You might as well just elect all the criminals and just let the race car just tear out for the eventual crash. Because this pretend that the Republicans are going to be the next saviors is a lie, too. There's nothing they're doing that's right. There's nothing they're doing to change the game at all. They're working on appropriations. What does that mean? Spend this into oblivion bills, doctor? Is that all that means from Mike Johnson?
Well, they use these platitudes that they placate us with, and you know, they pat us on the head or the behind and send us on our way, telling us how great they are. And by the way, they have a lot of, and they've had them lately, I don't know if they're still going on right now, but the Lincoln Day kind of dinners where the multiple Republican representatives will come and they'll praise each other. They don't do it for themselves. They talk about, oh, how fortunate you are to have this other fellow in here doing such a great job. And they provide cover for each other and give all of us this kind of warm, fuzzy feeling they're doing their job, but they're not. But I'm just going to bring something else out, you know, and I'll ask a question. I know the answer. It's a rhetorical question. But if you or I or any of us common folks were involved in a criminal case where there was tampering with evidence, where you alter, conceal, falsify, destroy evidence to interfere with an investigation that's being carried out, what the heck would happen? It's a criminal offense in most jurisdictions. And so here we have the J6 committee that, you know, when the Democrats, I don't want to give the Republicans a pass on this because people like Cheney were on it and so on. But in fact, she was the co-chair, I think. They wanted to give her a little prominent position. So it says, oh, yeah, look at this. This is bipartisan. But all the stuff, all of the good people that are really, truly devoted to the principles this nation was founded on, are rotten in jail. And, I mean, many of them have been in years. By the way, I'm hearing that some of the evidence that's coming out now has a good likelihood, let's put down, of revisiting some of these cases. And the fact that these people have lost years of their lives at this point, that's a tragedy. But we do have, in my opinion, coming back to my original thought here, tampering with evidence that was rampant on this, and I think we need a full disclosure.
And I agree, but nothing's going to happen. Doctor, forget it. The Mike Johnsons and the Republicans, even Matt Gaetz says we simply don't have the votes. We're not even close. Forget it. So if you can't impeach Joe Biden, then you'll never prosecute him criminally, right?
That's highly likely. I mean, almost assured.
All right, so Joe walks. Now Hunter gets a slap on the hand and walks. So Joe and Hunter have the pay-to-play schemes at their hands that foreign nationals document classified security breaches, big time, zero accountability for any of it. So what's the message the American people are sending to their representatives? Commit all the crime and all the fraud and all the you want to. Go ahead and take off the gloves and prosecute innocents and just let evil prosper. The secret combinations are in plain sight now, Doctor. You can see it everywhere. I mean, Fannie Willis is still on the case after she lied, after she kept a bunch of cash in her house and paid people to create secrets, lied on the stand, had an affair with the prosecutor, paid him a bunch of money, all this stuff. And she can stay on as long as Nathan steps down. Well, of course, Nathan will step down. He'll say, hey, babe, I'll step down for you anytime. When are we going on our next tryst? And that's the message being sent in America today, that the people just don't care.
The people do. I mean, I care. You
no,
care.
Don't
there's,
care.
There's people, but they're, that's the.
And let me explain. You and I care, handled. But there's not enough of us. We don't have great enough numbers of irate people to demand change.
Well, that's the problem. I keep trying to say our whole issue comes down to we the people. And if people don't care enough, we get the government we deserve, and it's
and
a
we
tragic
don't.
Trap.
The proof is in the pudding, though. Well, look,
I don't.
This is not partisan to say Joe Biden is a criminal.
I don't want my kids and grandkids or myself, you know, myself or our posterity to live under that kind of environment. But we've just got to do more in trying to help our people to understand, so that we can get these criminals out of office.
We're going to talk about more in seconds, but even the conservatives are completely confused on so many topics. I don't even know how to help them anymore. It's that bad. We'll talk about it with Dr. Scott Bradley, his incredible To Preserve the Nation series and weekly webinars, all available at freedomsrisingsun.com.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond Thursday following approval by a judge earlier this week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has expressed openness to postponing the criminal trial concerning former President Trump's hush money case. That trial, set to begin March 25th, might see a delay of up to 30 days as per the DA's request. A surge in illegal immigrants from China crossing the southern U.S. border is sparking national security worries. Air Force General Gregory Gio, who leads the U.S. Northern Command, addressed the issue during a Senate hearing Thursday.
While many may be political refugees, the ability for counterintelligence to hide in plain sight in those numbers.
Over the past 4 months, more than 21,000 Chinese individuals have been apprehended at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer, however, defends Israel's right to combat Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that delaying crucial weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us, and he's shown us many times.
This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
right. So the bottom line is, I believe even the conservatives are completely mixed up on just about every topic under the sun. That's kind of the problem here. You've literally got a criminal in the White House that lets the border leak like a sieve. So we've got millions of illegals in the country. Many of them are terrorists, and many of them are operatives from communist nations, and et cetera, et cetera. That's happening. Meanwhile, we got lied to on January the 6th, and while they're letting the criminals and the illegals go run free around the cabin, conservatives who wanted to bring their country back on track, who peacefully assembled, who asked for a redress of grievance, got rejected by the House and the Senate, got rejected by Congress, and then the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden teams got together and literally created an insurrection, blamed it on the conservatives. They're getting away with it. They lied about COVID. 4 years later, we find out virtually everything they told us was a lie. Anthony Fauci runs around free. So all the criminals are running around free. The conservatives are so divided they can't accomplish a single, you heard me, they can't accomplish a single thing except for the greater destruction of America. So Mike Johnson confirmed that, hey, we're talking about the possibility of criminal referrals. But he made clear that impeachment is not his top priority. He's too busy working on appropriations, spending your money. Okay, well, so where do we go? Everything is decided wrong. All right, America was misled on January the 6th. But what are we going to do about that? Just let the next guy go to jail? They're trying to tie me to January 6th, even though I wasn't there, even though I've been speaking out against it the whole time. But I've been calling the government criminals and that the government created an insurrection and betrayed Donald Trump and the rest of us. They never, ever looked into election fraud like they were supposed to. That's what peaceful assemblage and a redress of grievance, two of the great functions or ideas, principles, guarantees in the First Amendment. Then I use my free speech and I use my freedom of the press to document this. And now they're trying to say, well, Sam, you interviewed Stuart Rhodes the day before January the 6th, and you interviewed a bunch of people that were there committing criminal activity after. You're part of the problem and you're guilty too. Well, that's where it goes. Now we're going to basically battle over TikTok. We're going to battle over marriage and sex and everything under the sun, but we're not going to unite on anything that even approaches religion or morality. And so there you have it, Doctor. I just see the conservatives so confused. They're the ones promoting for a con. Now we're debating if government can ban TikTok. All right? America needs to decide. Steven Mnuchin wants to buy TikTok. Former Treasury Secretary says he's gathering investigators right now. USAtoday.com, Kinsey Crowley with this piece. TikTok creators travel to D.C. to fight the ban. Donald Trump literally waffles and goes back and forth. When he was president, he said, hey, we got to shut down TikTok or, it's got to be sold. Now he's kind of waffling and saying, well, we shouldn't sell TikTok. And when he's asked a direct question about what should happen with TikTok, he switches the conversation and says Facebook is evil, which he's right about that reality check. But what it means is we'll complain about TikTok, complain about Facebook, complain about the criminal activity of Mark Zuckerberg putting $400 million into elections, but nobody's going to do anything. There's not going to be any real accountability. No one's going to jail. There's going to be no harm, no foul on this point, too. But in the end of the day, I don't think the government can force the sale of TikTok. How can they force a foreign nation and or foreign companies to sell their products or be shut down? This is something the government, I don't believe, has authority to do. Doctor?
Well, Sam, you've just raised about, I lost track at 27 new topics I want to talk about desperately, but let's talk about TikTok for a minute. TikTok is, first of all, the ownership of it is not a proven fact. There have been a lot of people who have been claiming this and that and the other about how the communists are this and that. But the fact of the matter is, Facebook is collecting your data. So is Google. I mean, these people are doing the
same
thing. But
so is your government.
Absolutely. So TikTok, it's the pot calling the kettle black.
I got a question, Doctor. I don't mean to interrupt, but I really want to highlight this. Who is not spying on me?
You make a very good point. The fact of the matter is, with technology, dossiers are being built on all of us. But the TikTok thing that the House passed, I'm chewing my tongue because I do not want to profane on the radio. These idiots, buffoons, baboons, bozos, whatever you want to call them, that voted for this. Look how overwhelming the vote in favor of it was. Let's talk about this for just a second. You know me, bring it up in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 3. No bill of attainder or ex pacto law. Let's talk about bill of attainder for a minute. Most Americans have never read that thing, let alone understanding what a bill of attainder is. A bill of attainder was something that the king used to do. The founding fathers were absolutely sick of it. The king used to say, hey, man, this guy's got a lot of land. If I can make him a criminal, I can seize his land. His heirs won't be able to inherit it.
Yeah, it's judge, jury, and execution, all concentrated into the bill of whatever, right?
Well, here's the deal. The bill of attainder was ramrodded or encouraged through Parliament for the grace of the king, you know, whatever, we'll do this. A bill of attainder by an act of Parliament made someone a criminal. Okay, there's none of this stuff of finding evidence, none of this stuff of due process, none of this stuff of conviction, none of this stuff of a court.
Yeah, there's just
nothing.
Guilty and asset forfeiture.
That's exactly what's happening here. We're in violating Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, and the idiots in Congress, the buffoons, the baboons, you know, I don't want to go through it again too much, but these people have in open, bold-faced violated the Bill of Attainder. That they're creating a bill that basically says you've got to have your assets seized, and we have decided you're a criminal. There's no due process.
And see, the Republicans win for that. The Republicans passed this, Doctor, in the House.
Well, absolutely. The Republicans were, I mean, there's an overwhelming majority of both parties that voted for this. And again, they're saying, oh, it's owned by the communists, and, oh, they're gathering information. You know, the for years now, it's been...
Are you more worried about China and TikTok or more worried about our own government spying on you, Doctor?
I am absolutely more worried about my government spying on me, but here's the deal. If you're worried about China, let's take away their most favored nation status. Let's quit giving them all our assets. Let's stop shipping all of our industry to them. Let's stop shipping our money to them when we buy their products.
What about our military hardware and military secrets getting transferred to them wholesale as well?
And Clinton started that stuff, but here they are buying our country. They don't have to invade. They're purchasing. Without going into a lot of detail, I have been in communities that are basically owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese because we have shipped them our industry. They are manufacturing our products. They're shipping them here. We buy them. We send our money over there. They bring it back, and they're buying our farmland. I mean, if you think that they're not going to someday say,
and Mike's on appropriations. That's what Mike's doing.
Absolutely. So this stuff that's going on with the TikTok is an absurd action. And again, I do not think if it gets passed, it's unknown what the Senate will do at this point, but the House has overwhelmingly passed it. Senate may do something. Biden has said he's kind of waffling again and back and forth, but he said in the past that he will sign it if it gets there. I do not believe it will pass constitutional muster. I do not believe it will hold water. And in fact, some of the previous areas in states, like I think Montana not too long ago, tried a similar stunt and got poured back in their bottle. It is totally un-American, this philosophy that we can create law making something a criminal without due process. Oh, wait a minute. We tried to do that with Donald Trump about this, Amendment 14 thing, an insurrection. No trial, no hearing. There's no evidentiary stuff. There's no due process, no conviction, but we're going to toss it under the bus. And that's exactly what's going on with the China thing on TikTok. It's an absolute absurdity. Don't get me started. Like I say, let's
well,
get to
and for both presidents
things.
To waffle on this, when I say both, I mean Joe and Donald. They're both kind of waffling back and forth and stuff like that. And what they're really doing is in my opinion, they're highlighting, they desperately want to seize assets. They desperately want to violate due process. And that's government-wide. I challenge anybody to debate me about this. That is absolutely government-wide, Doctor.
Well, okay, Sam, let me just ask you. Let's say they pull this off, and somehow it passes constitutional muster, and somehow...
Well, it'll never pass constitutional muster. It might pass.
Well, yeah, but let's say the courts let it fly. Let's say it absolutely happens. And by the way, TikTok has
My
been
point
trying.
Is it still doesn't mean that it's constitutional. Go ahead and skip the break. Go ahead with your question, though. So I'm pointing out it will never be constitutional to steal property.
No, but they'll give it color of law oftentimes.
You're right. That's right. And what happens if that happens?
It does not have color of law, but here's the deal, what's happening. So they seize TikTok. Hey, cool, man, we got away with it.
Got it, yep.
What do we do next? Okay, now...
Seize Facebook.
Think for a minute. Well, maybe. They've already pretty well got control of Facebook. They've already got control of YouTube. But what? Let's say, oh, my heck, we got this dude out there named Elon Musk, and he's thumbing his nose at us. He's got a...
Yeah, I got to go after X after Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. X, I think, is a target. And he's a foreign guy, isn't he? And who do we know who his investors are? I mean, you can spin this any way you want until they control anything and everything. It's wrong.
That's right, and that's where we're headed. And nobody seems to care. The American people aren't incensed enough to stop it. Literally, Mike Johnson doubling down on just spending your money. What the heck are appropriations anyway? Just basically line items that are unconstitutional to say, let's spend this into oblivion without authority? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, probably 80% of what the legislature does right now is unconstitutional. I mean,
I
picked a number. We could argue about if it's 78 or 90 or whatever it is, but
it doesn't matter. The point that I'm making is the same. And these are supposedly the guys that we need to elect to fix it, they claim, right? Now it gets worse, and I'll tell you where the confusion comes. People don't know on TikTok because they're going, well, it is a behemoth. Yes, the communists are dangerous. Well, all those facts are true. It doesn't change the fact that our government has no authority to force this agenda at all. And our government has no authority to stop us from accessing that app. Because I submit to you, the government spying on Americans is deeper and more concerning than even the communist Chinese. And they're spying on Americans. Now, here's the way they're cloaking this deception, though, so people get completely confused. Listen carefully. The next headline says this. New censorship report finds that over 4,000 books were targeted in U.S. libraries in 2023. Hillel, Italy, with the article. Now, here's the point. What they're saying in this article is, hey, you know what? Everybody who's banning books, they're the ones that are into censorship. Shame on the conservatives. Shame on the moral people. Okay. And how it's breaking down is they want you to believe anything you shut down is censorship. I submit to you that's a lie. Shutting down things that are of moral depravity, that destroy society, that destroy the fabric of human interactions, of the family. Okay, shutting that down is not censorship. Shutting that down is protection for society. There's a difference. And what they want you to believe is they can promote pornography, and that's okay, legitimate free speech, good. But if Sam Bushman says COVID was a lie, now Sam Bushman's fake news. Censor Sam because he's a terrorist criminal. But by golly, if you want to censor the pornographic books for little kids, oh my gosh, how dare you? You're into censorship. You know, you're targeting, you're book burning and book banning, and they've got everyone deceived. You can do whatever you want under the, quote, liberty movement if it's perverted. If it's moral and stands to protect society or stands on appropriate moral and religious grounds, it's got to be uprooted and routed out now. And Americans are completely deceived on this altar, Doctor.
Well, there's no question about that. The fact of the matter is the First Amendment was put in there. This religious liberty thing was not to be an adversarial thing against religion. It was to allow everyone to worship as they would. Except for when you have your civil religion that they've created now, and that's an unconstitutional thing. But this idea of the press, the freedom of speech and the press, that was there to allow the nation to maintain its status and standing as a free people. It was there so that people could speak out against the evils that were there. And what they've done is they've turned it on their head, and they've said depravity is to be encouraged, but the moral basis of things is to be subverted. Now, I'm kind of a simple guy, and I kind of try to net things out a little bit. Government really is to prevent. It's a preventative thing. Force, fraud, and debauchery. Okay, now we've been talking about this, all of these in a broad subject-wise all morning long, but the debauchery thing is something, I mean, look, pedophilia. I mean, let's talk about some kind of bondage kind of things that happen, you know, as people get their really twisted brains going about things. Let's talk about unseating the true family status. All of these things are encouraged by the depraved that want to do that. But if you try to stand with the religious and moral character of the nation, you are censored. So they're saying because we're trying to prevent force, fraud, and debauchery, we are censoring. That's not the case at all. That was the original intent of everything that was Americanist. There was no slight inclination to say that lewd things, lewd, depraved things, needed to be trumpeted to the world at all. That's not what the First Amendment's about. And honestly, it's been many decades. During my whole lifetime, I have watched this depravity that's come forward, and it's in the name of the First Amendment that we can have all sorts of perverse things that are fostered, even paid for with taxpayer dollars, and it's all done in the name of the First Amendment. That is an absolute perversion of the First Amendment, and so everything's happening perverse with the First Amendment, whether it's religion or whether it's because the religion is a civil religion, as we talked about, that's violates the First Amendment by being fostered at taxpayer expense. But in addition, all of these other things that are out there, we have, in fact, if you look at the Miller case from California, they say you have the right to have a community standard. And the community, I mean, they didn't create
that
right.
Yeah, but the conservatives are too deceived to hold on to that reality check, to hold on to that fundamental understanding and demand it in the culture war by our greater numbers. There's not enough of us. People are deceived. A lot of the elderly people, you know, got to ban TikTok. It's dangerous. Can't have the communists. And just absolutely deceived and divided is the problem.
You're right. There is a culture war going on. You're right. There is deception going on. But you know what? We stopped. I don't know when. I mean, I hope I never stop, but I think that there's a true source of light and knowledge and truth, and it's approaching this, you know, seeking it out in the godly manner. And people say, well, God doesn't talk to me. Well, he's talked a lot of times through the years and through the Holy Scriptures about this and that and the other, and he says this is a good way to live. I mean, you look at the basic Ten Commandments thing, not committing adultery and all these things against theft and coveting and false oaths and these kind of things. We can find truth that's traditional, it's historic, it's something that's worked for society for thousands of years. It's given us stability and purpose, and we have that to stand on. And people need to turn back to that original process by which we came to good decisions. And as we've talked about before, Tocqueville, he wrote about the fact that in America there was no law about everything because people had this internal mechanism of judging in a godly manner. They go back to the Word of God and say, huh, what did he say about this? And that's the whole basis of our liberty. That's the whole basis of how we hold relationships and how our society doesn't unravel. And people are forgetting that so fast because of the basis of our education system, our media system, our political system, and we just need to go back to the basics. We can restore this if we will. And by the way, you don't have to go buy those stupid books. You don't have to, you know, it's so interesting to me that society thinks they got to go out and purchase these things. Talk to your librarian. Talk to your city council that's doing your municipal library. Whatever. I mean, go participate, for crying out loud. Quit hiding in your cloistered, gated community and take action. Participate. Stand up. Grow a backbone. Your politicians don't have one, but you got to have one, and you got to throw them out of office.
I agree 100% that we can save it, Doctor. I think it's fundamentally possible using our greater numbers and using the supreme law of the land as our guide. But there's not enough of us conservatives, and too many of the conservatives are actively working against us now. Most of them are for the con. Most of them are for a convention of states. Most of them are ready to ban TikTok. Most of them are ready to let Joe and company walk. Most of them are not willing to prosecute Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, or, in other words, the two-tier justice system in America is alive and well and virtually embraced by Americans via their complicit silence. Well, so I think it's possible to save us, but I don't think it's even close to beginning to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to have a serious suffering on our hands.
Well, that's consequences. We will suffer consequences. It's just, I'll tell you what, and I sound perhaps a little bit cold-hearted when I say we get the kind of government we deserve, and we are going to suffer consequences. The problem is that some of us that so deeply care, passionately, fervently care about liberty, about our agency to choose, our privilege of supporting our families, worshiping our God, being able to teach truth, all of those kinds of things. I just wish there was a way to keep the splash from getting all over those that really care. Because if you don't care, you deserve what you get. Those that really care, unfortunately, are probably going to get the splash on them too. But I think that at some point, hopefully, the people will turn to people that really care and say, hey, you had some ideas. Can you tell me about those again? What did you say? And a restoration will have to occur. I'm absolutely convinced, though, that if we do lose this, it will not be won again, but by blood. The price of liberty is human blood. It's already been paid, people. We have already had the sacrifices made.
But due to our stupidity, we may be forced to pay it again and again and again and again on the altar of our immorality and our turning our backs on God, Doctor.
Well, but that's been the cycles of humanity.
Yeah, you're right. I just want to prepare the American people for it. You know, a lot of people say, Sam, you just need to grow your audience. And my response is, what for? I'm not against growing the audience, but I don't need to speak to 300 million Americans that don't know and don't care and aren't interested and think I'm the enemy and they're ready to lock me up and let Hillary walk. That's the pattern, and the American people back it. They back it by their silence. They back it by their tax dollars. They back it by their apathy and their entertainment, and I can go on and on and on and on. But look, 300-plus million Americans don't even care what I have to say and never will. So I'm not seeking for that audience. I'm seeking for the audience that wants to promote God, family, and country. I'm seeking for the audience that wants to prepare themselves and their families for Christ to return. I'm seeking for those people. I'm not necessarily trying to speak to the masses and become a rock star. We got to be very clear about what our focus is and our agenda and why.
Well, I think you're kind of speaking pragmatically and realistically, but let me say this about that. The Savior came to try and save us all. He did.
That's right.
And the sacrifice was eternal, immense, and overwhelmingly difficult to understand for most of us mere mortals.
Agreed.
But he did. He tried, and he got rejected largely too. But there are those that will hear his name and hear his truth.
That's right, and that's why I'm saying I don't want to speak to the 300-plus million Americans. What I want to do is speak to everyone and see who's willing to come to the table for solutions, for repentance, for preparations. And so we're literally out of that 350 million population in America and then worldwide, we're seeking for those who will listen to our message and embrace our message and take the time given to them to prepare to meet Christ when he returns, to repent, to change, to focus on God, family, and country, to focus on the protection of life, liberty, and property as we go, because eventually we're going to have covenant communities. I'm confident the rest are just going to sell us down the river. And it's going to be up to us to create these covenant communities of safety and stability and constitutionality, morality and religion being at the center of them. That's the only way we'll survive this thing as we prepare for the only king we'll accept to return. That is Jesus Christ. Hour one in the can, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. Hour two coming up in seconds, a lot of hard-hitting talk straight ahead. Stay tuned as we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.